We're in Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We had left off in the middle of a lengthy sugya, about eight lines from the top. The last two words on the line are "My Taima." It's a little almost across from the Gilyon Hashas on the left. "My Taima de Tanakama." You guys have it? Okay. So let's hold our finger on the place and let's review what we had said. Our topic of discussion is the prohibition of Bal Te'acher. But the Torah says, do not delay bringing your dedications, your vows. And the Gemara had quoted Braisas that taught us that the concept of Bal Te'acher encompasses many forms of vows and donations. It encompasses the sacrifices, it encompasses the different types of charity, the tzedakah, the leket, the shikha, the peya, it encompasses the maisros, the different types of tithes, the bechor, the maiser of the animal, the tithe of the cattle, the korban pesach in some way, as we will see the Gemara will expand later. So the first point which we saw is that this concept of Bal Te'acher is encompassing. It encompasses many different donations. That's point number one. And then, the point which we're going to focus on today is the question, when does Bal Te'acher take effect? There are two commandments in the Torah. The Torah says, bring it. It says, Uvat Hashama, when you come to the Beit HaMikdash, in one of the three regalim, Vavetem Shama, you will bring with you the sacrifices. So there's a mitzvah saseh that seems to be in effect right away, the first regel. And then our focus is on the lo saseh that the Torah says, do not delay. Lo te'acher l'shalemo. Do not delay paying up what you owe. And the question had been, when is one in transgression of Bal Te'acher, of delaying his vow? And in answering that, we brought many opinions in the Braisa. So let's quickly review the opinions. Rabbi Shimon said three regalim in their consecutive order, starting with Pesach. And the Gemara had said that our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. That's what our Mishnah said. That Nisan is the beginning of the year for regalim, for the holidays. Well, that works with Rabbi Shimon's opinion that says there's a distinct order to the regalim. And it has halachic implications. When is one in transgression of Bal Te'acher? You guys remember Rabbi Shimon's Shita? Yeah? Three, starting with Pesach. You have to always start with Pesach, and then Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot pass. Rabbi Meir said one regal. Yafeh. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said any two. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said Sukkot. Now, what we're holding with is my time and the Tanakama. What's the logic behind Tanakama? Tanakama had said three regalim in any order. That was Tanakama, the first opinion in the Braisa. So what's the reasoning behind Tanakama? So Tanakama and everyone else is basically going to revolve around the psukim in Parshas Re'eh. The Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh that we have a responsibility to show ourselves by the temple three times a year. It says, Shalosh pamim bashana yirae chol zechurecha et pnei Hashem elokecha b'makom asher yivchar. And the Torah had just enumerated the three holidays. The Torah had just finished enumerating the three holidays. Then the Torah says, you have to show yourself three times. And then the Torah says, on the holiday of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So the question is, why did the Torah repeat it? The previous psukim had just enumerated those three holidays. And then the Torah says, show yourself at the temple three times. So we understand those three holidays are the three times. But the Torah doesn't leave it at that. The Torah reiterates on the holiday of Matzos, on the holiday of Shavuos, on the holiday of Sukkot. So the question is, why did the Torah repeat the three holidays? It had just expanded on those three holidays. Torah had just told us the laws of Pesach and the laws of Sukkot and the laws of Shavuos. And here the Torah is saying, and show yourself three times. I understand when those three times are. So Tanakama says like this, Mechdi, let's analyze this. Minayu salik, the Pasuk just left describing these three holidays. Lama li lemehader umichtav, why did the Pasuk have to repeat and write that you should show yourself, it says three times, and then it repeats and says, V'chag ha-matzot, v'chag ha-shavuot, v'chag ha-sukot, on the holiday of Matzos, of Shavuos, of Sukkos. Why did the Torah have to repeat that? Shma mina le-bal te'acher. I understand that it's a reference to Bal te'acher. What the Torah is saying is, show yourself to pay up your vows. The Torah says, show yourself and don't show yourself. The end of the pasuk is v'lo yira'et b'nei Hashem rekam. A person shouldn't show up empty-handed. So the Torah is alluding, pay up your vows, don't come empty-handed. While I pay up your vows on these three holidays, so it's telling me you have the span of these three holidays to pay up your vows. In what order? I don't care. That's Tanakama's opinion.
The first pasuk is giving us the ase, and the other one is giving us the lot ase. We learn two different mitzvot from two different.
We haven't yet discussed the ase. I mentioned the ase, but the Torah says in one place, lo ta'acher l'shalomo, and then the Torah says, show yourself in these three holidays and don't come empty-handed. So we understand don't come empty-handed means pay up your vows. When should you pay up your vows? Within these three holidays. Don't let all three pass without paying up. In which order? Doesn't matter. That's Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Shimon says the three have to be in order. He says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino tzarich lomar b'chag ha-sukot shebo diber ha-katuv. The last holiday that was discussed just before this pasuk is Sukkos. All three were discussed, but the last one to be discussed is Sukkos. So he says, Lama ne'mar, why did the Torah have to reiterate Sukkos? The other two I understand. We weren't coming straight off of them. But why does it say Sukkos? Lomar sheze acharon, to stress that this should be the last one. V'chag ha-matzot, v'chag shavot, u'v'chag ha-sukot. It's stressing to you that should be the last one. Otherwise, you might think, I just came off of that one. That could be the first one. It says, on the three holidays, don't come empty-handed. Okay, so Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, the way the Tanakhama says, in any order. That's why the Pasuk reiterates, and Sukkos, and the Pasuk puts it last, to tell you that it has to be in this order, with Sukkos being last.
Who the Tanakhama do?
Tanakama says all three were unnecessary.
At this part, why would he say then? Would he say to Sukkot being last, and then read?
I don't know. I don't know what. Let's see. The Gemara is going to ask a similar question, but let's see. The Rabbi Meir my time. Rabbi Meir had said, any regel makes one in transgression of Bal Te'acher. What's the logic behind Rabbi Meir's opinion? Because the pasuk says in the prohibition of Baal Te'acher, it says Uvata Shama, you'll come to the place that Hashem designated, Va'avetem Shama, and you'll bring over there your sacrifices. So the Torah seems to say Uvata Shama, when you come there, Va'avetem Shama, bring the sacrifices. V'rabanan u'laseh, the rabbis say that's true. The pasuk is giving you a mitzvah to say to bring the sacrifices at the first regel. But you can't say the losa say comes into effect at the first possible regel. The Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir replies, Kevan da amar le'rachman ha'ayte ve'lo ha'ayte. Once the Torah tells the guy, bring your sacrifice, mitzvah saseh, and he does not bring his sacrifice, memela kam ne'beval te'acher. So, okay, the Torah defined, when is he delaying? The Torah told you, bring it on the first holiday. So if you miss that, then that's the definition of when you're delaying. He says, the aseh will define for us the los aseh. V'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov ma'itayma. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who said, two regalim are what make it Baal Te'acher. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, Eile ta'asu l'ashem b'mo'adeichem. These sacrifices, in the end of all the sacrifices, in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah says, these you will do for Hashem on your holidays. So it's telling you, you have to do these korbanos. Eile ta'asu, these you will do. B'mo'adeichem, miyut mo'adim shnayim. You will do them in your holidays. So it's indicating to you the responsibility to bring the sacrifices in the holidays, and it describes it as the holidays, multiple, rabin, And whenever you have multiple, the minimum is two. Miut ma'adim shnayim. So the indication is, on the holidays, you have to bring it within two holidays. You have a minimum, you have two holidays time to bring it. The Rabbanan, so what do the rabbis do with this pasuk, or the other opinions? Hahu lechad Rabbi Yona. They use that pasuk for a different derivation. They say that pasuk is there to teach me like Rabbi Yona taught me. Dama Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona taught, hukshu kol ha-moadim kulam ze laze. Shekulan mechaprin al tumat migdash v'kodashav. Rabbi Yona says, the holidays were all compared in this pasuk. At the end of all the holidays, the Torah says, I want you to do these sacrifices on the holidays. What was the Torah doing in comparing all the holidays to one another? The Torah was indicating to us an important halacha. That you might think, the Torah tells you on each holiday, you bring a different chatas. Sirizim echad lechatat. Right? You bring a sar, you bring a goat for a chatas. On this holiday you bring this many sacrifices, and some of them are chatos. Rosh Hashanah has its chatos, Yom Kippur has its chatos, Sukkot has its chatos, Pesach has its chatos, Shavuos has its chatos. And there is an opinion that says that there's a difference between the chatos. Says Rabbi Yona, when the Pasuk equated all the chatos, the Pasuk was telling me that all the holidays, they all bring atonement for the same idea as the chatos of Rosh Chodesh. They all bring atonement for one who defiled either the holy food of the Beit HaMikdash or the Beit HaMikdash itself. He walked into the Beit HaMikdash when he himself was Tameh. That's called Tumat Mikdash VeKodashav. Tumat Mikdash, one who went into the Beit HaMikdash when he was Tameh, VeKodashav, or the holy food of the Beit HaMikdash. So all the chata sacrifices of all the holidays, they all atone for Tumat Mikdash VeKodashav. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses, wait a second, if he did it on purpose, there's this sacrifice. If he did it by mistake, there's that sacrifice. So we're talking about a situation where he doesn't know, or where he didn't know in advance that he was defiled, so he'll never bring a sacrifice. That's the sugya in the beginning of Shavuos. The Gemara discusses in which case exactly is it mechaper, because there's a special carbon olive yored. If a person is aware in advance that he's defiled and then forgets it and then goes into the base of Mikdash, or then he makes a tameh. So that's the Gemara over there, how this exactly plays out. But the idea is that this pasuk taught me there's a certain equation between them, that these chata sacrifices all atone for Tumat Mikdash VeKodashav. The defilement of the Beit HaMikdash, if one walks into the Beit HaMikdash by mistake when he is Tameh, when he is defiled, or if he touches Kachim, if he eats Kachim when he is Tameh. So, yeah.
Therefore, will be forbidden to eat that sacrifices. No?
Yeah.
Isn't karet if someone is there?
Karet is only b'mezid. Here we're talking about shogeg.
You don't check the person before he comes in?
How could you check if he's tamei? They had a fence that was a reminder you shouldn't enter beyond this point if you're tamei, but he forgot it. I don't know that they had people there to ask him, but anyways, he forgot. He thought he was still home. Then we have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ber Rabbi Shimon. He said, Rabbi Elazar ber Rabbi Shimon had said that once Sukkot passes, what's his logic? My timer, what's the logic behind him? Detanya, because we have the following brisa. Rabbi Elazar ber Rabbi Shimon omer, Lo yomar chag ha-sukot shebo diber ha-katuv. The pasuk didn't need to say chag ha-sukot, just as we saw earlier. That one is really superfluous. You were just talking about Sukkot. Lama ne'mar, so why is Sukkot mentioned when the Torah says, show yourself three times on the holiday of Matzos, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and don't show up empty-handed? Why is Sukkot mentioned? Lomar she'zeh gorem, to indicate that this is the catalyst. This is the one that makes one in transgression. Sukkot is the one I care about. Now the Gemara starts asking in the direction that Shai was asking. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Rezman Yaakov, Hai v'chag Matzot, v'chag Shavuot, v'chag Sukkot, my Darshubei. Rabbi Meir derived his from the fact, from the Aseh, from the fact that Torah says, when you come, bring. So then the first holiday you have an asay to bring. So he says that's also when you, one is in transgression of the lab.
Come together.
Yeah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he had derived it from Eileta Asur Hashem b'Moadeichem. These are the sacrifices you should do on your multiple holidays, minimum two. Once two pass, you should have done it by then. So what do they do with that previous pasuk, with the aforementioned pasuk of B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag Shavuot, B'chag HaSukkot, that pasuk in Re'eh that repeats the holidays? Hi, B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag Shavuot, B'chag HaSukkot, my Dal Shubei. What do they derive from this pasuk? They need it for the derivation of Rabbi Elazar, what he said in the name of Rabbi Yoshaya. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yoshaya, we have holidays. We have Pesach 7 days. We have Sukkot 7 days. We have Shavuos 1 day. Yeah? How do I know that Shavuos, if you didn't bring the sacrifice of Shavuos, you have 7 days to bring it? How do I know that the days following Shavuos are like a Chol HaMoed for Shavuos, like an extension of the Yom Tov, that I also have 7 days to pay up the sacrifices of Shavuos? Tilmod Lomar, so that we derive from the Pasuk that equates the three holidays. That's why the Pasuk had to repeat all three. So that's what they say. The Pasuk says, B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkot. The Pasuk here unnecessarily reiterates, re-mentions these three holidays, Makish Chag HaShavuot leChag HaMatzot, to tell us that there is a similarity between the holiday of Shavuos and the holiday of Matzos of Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzot yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva, just like on Pesach, you could fulfill your vows. You could bring your Kavan Chagiga. You could bring the sacrifices for 7 days. You have the first day of the holiday, plus another 6 days of Chol HaMoed. By the same token, Chag HaShavuot yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. Shavuos too has 7 days to pay up. You have the holiday plus another 6 days. Yeah?
So is there a common principle from all of them, like the boy was next to it?
Again?
Learning, because it was connected with, because Shavuot was connected with, he used that verse to learn out. Because it's all connected, you learn out that it's 7 days.
Correct. They have a similarity. That's called a hekesh. The pasuk put them together. Hekesh. To tell us they have an identical halacha. Yeah.
Why will it be allowed to offer sacrifices on the 6 days of Chol HaMoed? God says the first and last day will be on Yom Tov.
Yom Tov. But it says, V'chagotem oto chag l'shem shivat yamim. Celebrate the day for 7 days. So you see it, the chagiga, the sacrifices of celebration, you have 7 days to bring. So now the Gemara asks an important question. The Gemara says, "V'leikesh l'chag HaSukkot." Wait, there are three holidays mentioned in the Pasuk. There's Shavuos and Pesach and Sukkot. Sukkot is 8 days long. Why do you compare it to Pesach that's 7 days long? Compare it to Sukkot that's 8 days long. Malalan shmona afkan shmona. And then we would say that Shavuos has 8 days. Shavuos has another 7 days after the holiday itself, just like Sukkot has 7 days after the holiday itself.
We always include Shmini.
Oh, so the Gemara asks what Shai asked. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Shmini regel bifnei atzmo hu. Shmini atzeres is its own holiday. The Gemara says, that's not so. Wait a second. Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday with regard to specific halachos. Emul damin and Shmini regel bifnei atzmo. When do I say Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday? Linyan pazer keshev. That's an acronym. We'll spell it out in a minute. It's with regard to six halachos. We say that Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday, and we'll spell those out in a minute. Aval linyan tashlumin divra kol tashlumin derishonu. But everyone agrees that Shmini Atzeres is a continuation of Sukkot with regard to this halacha, that you could pay up your dues on Shmini Atzeres. Let's skip a line to the middle of the line. Answers the Gemara. Tafasta meubelo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. The Gemara tells us a rule with regard to drashos. Chazal taught us a rule. You have to always take the minimum drasha. That's part of what Moshe was taught at Sinai. That whenever you have a derivation, apply it to the minimum extent, because otherwise there's no limit. For example, if I tell you there are cookies in the bin, and you can take a cookie. There are small cookies, there are big cookies. If you take a big cookie, I could say, hey, I didn't mean that one, I meant the small one. You take a small one, no, okay. What can I say? I couldn't have meant smaller than that. So the same thing applies when we have derivations. We say, if you want to be tefasta, if you want to hold on tight, if you want to say, this is what the pasuk taught me, so if it's tefasta muat, if you took the minimum amount tefasta, then you have a handle on it, and you could say what I said is true. If you want to go beyond that, then lo tefasta, you don't have a handle, you can't say it's true. Is it possibly correct? Well, God told Moshe no, that the way you derive things is always to the minimum extent, which is also logical, because otherwise there's no limit. So whenever you could derive more or less, we always derive less. Now let's fill in the gaps.
Why make a hekesh from something that's dissimilar? Like you have Shavuot that you're trying to learn out from one of them, but they're all together. Like one's 7, one's 8. How come you can learn specifically 7?
So you'll learn from one. The question is which one you learn.
Do they all have to be common to make a...
Not a hekesh, no. Hekesh takes two ideas in a pasuk and says... The pasuk put them together to teach us that they have something in common.
But they're like all together, all three are going to be together.
So why are all three together? The Gemara is still going to address that. Okay, so what is Pazel Keshev? So we said that Shmini Atzeres is considered its own holiday with regard to Pazel Keshev. What is Pazel Keshev? Says Rashi. I've already explained it in Sukkah and Yuma, Rashi says, but I'll tell it to you again. Okay, so what is it? Pei is the pious that they'd have an order of the Kohanim who would serve in the sacrifices of Sukkot, and they'd have their lots, basically. Every family got a chance to serve three times, except for two families that would only serve twice in the rotation on the holiday of Sukkot. And when they do these rotations and do lots, who would get to serve three times and who would only serve twice? So the offering of Shmini Atzeres was not part of that lot. It wasn't part of the calculations. They do a separate lot for Shmini Atzeres. So the pay of Pazer Keshev is pious. That it wasn't part of the calculations of Sukkot. When they figured out how to allocate the service, the avoda and the Beis Hamikdash between the families, they do all of Sukkot separate. And when it came to Shmini Atzeres, they do a new lot. That's the pay, a pious. It had its own lot. So in that regard, it was considered its own holiday. The Zayin is Zman. We make a special Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. We don't say it's a continuation of Sukkot. The Reish is that it's its own holiday. We call it its own holiday. It's a regel on its own. So in benching, in davening, we don't call it Chag HaSukkot Hazeh. It's Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. That's Pazer. So Payis, Zman, Regel. Now Keshev, the Kuf, is that it has its own sacrifice, korban. That in Sukkot, there's an ordering. The sacrifices go down 14, 13, 12. Each day you have one less of one sacrifice and one more of the other sacrifice. So there's an ordering of the sacrifices on... one going down and one steady. You have 7, 7, 7 each day, and the cows go down each day. So that's on... On Sukkot, the cows are diminishing. Each day you have one less cow. On Shmini Atzeres, you only have one cow. It doesn't continue the sequence. On every other day you have two rams and 14 sheep. And on Shmini Atzeres you have one ram and 7 sheep. So that's Kuf, the korban. The carbon is totally different than the carbon of the rest of Sukkot. The shin is shear. that it has a different song than the rest of Sukkot. The rest of Sukkot had its song. Rashi says we don't have a tradition what song was sung in the Beis HaMikdash in honor of Sukkot, but Sukkot had its own song in the temple, and Shmini Atzeres got its own song. That's the Shin. Yeah, when they do the libation, the shir was said over the Nisach Hayayin. Rashi says in Masechet Sofrim, it says that the song of Shmini Atzeres was Lamnatzeach al Hashminit, and the base of Keshev is Bracha, that they make a special blessing in honor of the king on Shmini Atzeres. So Keshev is Korban, it has its own sacrifice. Shin is Shir, it has its own song. And Beis is Bracha, that they have a special blessing for the king in honor of Shmini Atzeres, in commemoration of what had happened in the inauguration of the temple, where the nation had spent a whole 2 weeks partying on the Temple Mount in honor of the inauguration, and at the end of the 2 weeks they all blessed King Solomon before they were going to leave this big party. So we commemorate that, and every year we bless the king. That's a special thing for Shmini Atzeres. So again, the Gemara says, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
What's the difference between why is Zman and...
Zman is its own Shechiyonu. Okay. Regel is in Davening. It has its own name. Okay. Davening, benching.
You can learn out those names.
Okay. So the Gemara had said, let's quickly review. This all began with the question of, what do you do with the pasuk of Chag HaMatzos, Chag Shavuos, Chag HaSukkos if you're not using it for Baal Ta'acher? The Gemara had said, it's coming to teach me that Shavuos also has 7 days to pay up its Chagiga. Even though Shavuos is a one-day holiday, it's compared to Sukkos, to Pesach, and that it's given 7 days. The Gemara said, why don't you compare it to Sukkos? The Gemara said, what do you mean Sukkos is 7 days too, because Shmini Atzeres doesn't count? The Gemara says, yes, it does. Shmini Atzeres doesn't count with regard to six halachos: Pazer Keshev, Payis Man Regel, Korban, Shir, Bracha. Those are the 6 points where it's its own holiday. But Linyan Tashlumin, but when it comes to paying up the responsibilities of Sukkot, Divra Kol Tashlumin Derishonu, everyone agrees that Shmini Atzeres is time to pay up your vows of the first holiday of Sukkot. Ditinan, we're filling in the first white line. Ditinan, for we have the following Mishnah. Mi shelo chag yom tov arishon shel chag. Whoever did not bring his korban chagiga, he didn't celebrate on the first day of Sukkot, chogeget kol haregel, he could celebrate, he could bring his korban chagiga throughout the holiday, the Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, including the last day, including Shmini Atzeres, he may then too celebrate and bring the Korban Chagiga of Sukkot. So here you have a clear Mishnah that Shmini Atzeres is included in the calculations of when one may pay up his dues of Sukkot. So you see that Sukkot affords you 8 days. So why don't we derive from Sukkot that on Shavuos we'll also have 8 days to pay up our dues? Answers the Gemara, Tafasta meube lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. If you try to hold on tightly and say with certainness that you're going to take more than you can prove, then you have no certainty in your claim. But if you say with certainty that you're taking the minimum amount, then you can say that with certainty, and that's the way you're supposed to derive. So the Gemara is firing back with Shai's question. Wait a second. So what's Sukkot doing in the Pasuk? If you said you have to compare Shavuos with Pesach, I understand why they appear in the Pasuk, but why is Sukkot in the Pasuk altogether? Answers the Gemara, La Kushe Lechag HaMatzot, for a hekish between Sukkot and Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzot Tunlina, Af Chag HaSukkot Tunlina, to teach me, just like on Pesach, you're supposed to stay overnight, don't leave Matzei, the first holiday, stay until the first day Chol HaMoed. So to Sukkot, you should stay the first day Chol HaMoed, don't leave Matzei, the first Chag. Natamin Gemara says, wait a second, okay, how do you know Pesach requires staying overnight? Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Ufanita v'boker v'alachta lo alecha. You'll turn in the morning. It's not talking about the morning of Yom Tiv. Yeah, that's the morning when you have an obligation to show up in the Azara. It's talking about the following morning. So that means the Torah expected us to stay in Jerusalem one more night, the night of Matzoi, the first Yom Tov of Pesach, and then go home. And Pesach is similar, and Sukkot is like Pesach in that regard. The Tanakam of Rabbi Shimon, Tashumin Latzeret Minalu. So the Gemara says, okay, wait. So now Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, they used that pasuk for Baal Ta'acher. That pasuk of V'chag HaMatzot, V'chag Shavot, V'chag HaSukkot, they said the pasuk repeated these three to tell me that Baal Ta'acher either comes into effect when you have these three or when you have these three in that order. But either way, they used up that pasuk. So how do they know these concepts? How do they know that Shavuos is afforded 7 days to bring its sacrifices?
They already learned something from that pasuk.
From that pasuk. They used that pasuk.
You can't learn
it. Well, you can't learn two things from one pasuk, no. Nafkalu, they derive it miditani Rabba Bar Shmuel, from what Rabba Bar Shmuel had in a brisa. The Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Rabba Bar Shmuel taught the following brisa. Amra Torah, the Torah said, Mane Yamim, count days, the Kadesh Chodesh, and then sanctify the month. The month is composed of days. We don't count half days, even though the lunar cycle is technically 29 and a half days. We don't do it that way. The Torah says count whole days, 30 whole days, and then sanctify the new month. Mane yamim, the Kadesh Atzeret. The Torah also said count days, 49 days, and then sanctify Shavuos. Ma chodesh limnuyav, avatzeret limnuyav. Just like Rosh Chodesh is like one of its components, you count days, and then Rosh Chodesh itself is one day, so too Shavuos is like its components. So Shavuos, you count days, you count weeks. So Shavuos is also a week long in this regard, that you have a full week to bring the sacrifices. The Gemara says, Ein ma'atzeret chad yoma. So, well, wait a second, we're counting days, so maybe Shavuos should only be one day. Amar Rava, so Rava replies, Atu atzeret yomi maninan shavui lo maninan. Wait a second. Do you only count days when it comes to Shavuos? Don't you also count weeks? What we're taught, you have a mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. So that means that you're afforded that aspect of the week to pay up your dues. Even more, he tells you, and furthermore, what's the holiday called? Shavuos. It's called the holiday of weeks. Don't tell me it's only you counted 49 days. The name of the holiday gives you this concept of weeks. Okay, so with that we close this slightly complicated sugya. The Gemara taught us the derivations of the different opinions. We saw that the first opinions revolve around this pasuk, Chag HaMatzot, Chag Shavuot, Chag HaSukkot. And then we saw Rabbi Meir said it revolves around the Asei, Uvata Shama Vavetem Shama. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov said it's because Eile Tasul Hashem Bimmo Adeichem, minimum of two, after two pass, one's in transgression. Then we saw Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon said that Sukkot is the only one that's really superfluous to tell us that that's the one that counts. And then we said, what do they do with that pasuk? That pasuk teaches me that Shavuos has a week to pay up. We asked about Shmini Atzeres. We said that Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday with regard to six halachos, pious man, regel, korban, shir, bracha. And then we said, how did the rabbis learn that Shavuos has its own week to pay up? And we said they derive it from this derivation that you count weeks, so that means that the holiday is like one of its components. It too has this aspect that it is a week long to pay up its dues. And with that, we close the sugya of Baal Ta'acher with regard to these opinions. Now the Gemara is going to expand for the next daf or two. The Gemara is going to expand on where Baal Ta'acher applies, meaning the different halachos. Okay, so how does Baal Ta'acher apply to a Korban Pesach? Pesach is only relevant one night. What does it mean, Baal Ta'acher applies to Pesach? So that's the next sugya, and we're going to be busy with this tomorrow too, Bezat Shem.